This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Score listeners, Russ Matera here, production director at The Score. In the next hour, I've been given the opportunity to relive some of my favorite moments at The Score from the past 30 years. I've been here 29 years and 11 months now, so yeah, I've seen some stuff. I'm going to be showcasing some great classic Score audio, maybe some you've heard before and maybe some you haven't, but hey, let's get started. First, I want to kick things off with probably the most obvious of our old classic Score audio, the very first moments of The Score from back in January 1992. The Score's first host to take to the air was Tom Scher. Here's some very old audio from over 30 years now, the very first moments of The Score.
Chicago Stadium, I can tell you that. Good morning, everybody, and good sports to you, and welcome to an historic day in Chicago broadcasting history. The Score, Sports Radio 820, WSCR, is the first ever all-sports radio station in Chicago. We'll bring you sports all day, every day, and we hope you'll allow us to take a special place in your life as the best place to turn to for everything that's Chicago sports. The Bulls, the Bears, the Cubs, Sox, and Hawks, if it's happening in sports, we'll report it and talk about it and have a little fun with it too on The Score, Sports Radio 820. The Score is the dream of Dan Lee and Seth Mason of Diamond Communications here in Chicago, and all of us on the Sports Radio 820 team share that dream as well. People like yours truly, Ron Gleason, Dan Jiggets, Dan McNeil, Mike North, Terry Bors and Brian Hanley, George Offman, Mike Murphy, and many, many more. During the last 10 years, we've experienced a sports explosion here in Chicago that has finally caught us up with the rest of the country. That image of lovable losers is passe. In any given year, at least two or three of our teams contend for championships. The Bulls are really the last piece of that puzzle. We expect to become part of the sports landscape in this terrific town, but we know The Score will have to earn its stripes, and we plan to do just that. The Score, Sports Radio 820, has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Thanks very much for having your radio tuned to us right now. As we speak, 18 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock on The Score, Sports Radio 820. Again, my name is Tom Scher. I'll be with you talking sports and enjoying sports and doing a little more each and every morning. We'll be on the air at 7:15 each morning. And as the year goes on, we'll be coming on even a little earlier with you, and we'll keep you apprised of all that. Well, I don't think we're going to have much to talk about today. I mean, the national championship, everybody agrees that it should be, without question, Washington-Miami, right? I mean, Miami-Washington. I mean, who is it? Well, the coaches poll is not out yet.
Now, one of the most important shows on The Score from those early days was Jiggets and North, the Monsters of the Midday. Here's one of my favorite early interviews.
It's the mayor of Chicago, and Mayor, we want to welcome you to the show.
And congratulations on your new show. I'm glad to be on it.
Mr. Mayor, how you doing? This is Mike North. It's nice to have you on.
Mike, how are you? Real good.
Feeling good. What did you think of that Bear game? Let's start it off right. Let's start things off right with a bang.
Mayor, you might appreciate, Mike just likes to get right to the point, doesn't he?
Well, I think Dick is a great coach, and I think I'm glad he tried to go for the touchdown. This idea that you're going to win it by field goals, I think he was committed that when you're within the 10 yards and you can't score a touchdown, there's something wrong, and he went for it all the way, and I think Dallas just outplayed them. They just couldn't score, and I think that was the problem.
May, you know, one of the things that every sports fan, I think, in Chicago who watches the Chicago Bears is concerned about is whether or not the Bears are going to be here through the next decade or so. I know they've got a contract through 1999, but what can we expect out of the city, and what does the city need to do to guarantee that the Bears are going to be here for the long pull?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at, when you watch the bowl games yesterday in a lot of these stadiums, I mean, you know, people criticize Soldier Field when you go down to the Superdome down in New Orleans. I mean, you're out in Glenview looking at the team. You know, I mean, so that, you know, there's 10 or 12 games a year, whatever they play. Soldier Field's a nice field. They put a lot of money into it. You're closer to the 50-yard line when you take a line from the 50-yard line, go out to any seat. I mean, compared to these other stadiums, you're really far away. And so that, I think it's talked about too much. I think it's a wonderful stadium. They get good parking. It's 12 games a year. It's not 24 or 50.
I think it's a great stadium, Mr. Mayor. And I'll tell you, the Rose Bowl, if anybody's ever been to the Rose Bowl, it's a dump. I mean, they're thinking of getting it, they're going to refurbish it after 300 years. And, people have been going there to get 103,000 people, and there's not enough facilities or anything else. So I think Soldier Field is great. But should the Bears move, let's say they did move to Arlington Heights. I remember your father once telling George Halas, hey, you want to move to Arlington Heights? You want to move wherever you want to move, but you're not going to be known as the Chicago Bears. What would your position be on that?
I think one thing you'll find out, the Robbie Stadium down in Miami, that's an example that they built the stadium privately, and they have not done well. They're in financial trouble. Unfortunately, Joe Robbie died.
Are we going to get an AFC franchise in this town if the Bears were to move to Arlington Heights?
You know, I always said that Chicago should deserve another team. I've been on record on that. Because I think, you know, we had the Cardinals and the Bears for many years, and the Cardinals, of course, moved to St. Louis, and from St. Louis they moved to Phoenix. And Chicago can take a second team, but, you know, this is a controlled franchise system. The whole league is.
We're with the best player in the game today, first baseman Frank Thomas. We want to see you guys in spring training starting out. I know that every day you're counting the days until it happens.
Man, I'm going crazy here the last 2 months. You're talking about an angry guy when that final word came down, man. I was really shocked. I was really surprised just because of, I mean, no World Series. I mean, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Baseball is bigger than the owners right now and the players right now. It's been there forever. I mean, it's not up to us to change the game totally.
What a match is Jiggets and North.
Mike, we have on the National League Rookie of the Year. We just wanted to call him and say congratulations. He is Kerry Wood of the Cubs.
Hello, Kerry.
Hey, Kerry.
What's up, Monsters?
How's your arm feeling?
Good.
Kerry, you going to still pitch this the way you pitched before? Are you going to still break off that big curveball? Because I got to believe that was probably the reason you had the problem with the arm. The curveball, not the fastball, right?
Probably the slider.
What are you going to do about that? Are you going to stay with the same game plan, or are you a little nervous about that because the slider ended up hurting your arm?
Yeah, I'm gonna go out and that's the way I pitch.
Let's suspend Katie for just a second because WP is joining us now.
Like, what's up, Wally?
What's up? My name ain't no Wally.
Hey, I'll get back at you for Sunday now.
You're my friend. Hey, Jiggins. Your sidekick's on my list to be Kane.
Uh-oh. Don't start with me, man. Why am I on your list now?
But you call me Wally.
I didn't call you Wally.
No, that was Murph. But
okay,
you want to Kane? Okay.
Hey, Walter, we're Kanan people today, man. It's a big sport. We're big fans. You a big fan of Kanan?
I tell you what, there are some people who need it.
Oh, you ain't kidding, are you? If they had Kanan in this country, you think we'd have half the problems we got?
I don't think so.
King
the politicians, too.
There you go. Hey, everybody's eligible. You know that.
So you're buzzing with Michael Jordan, by the way, of the Chicago White Sox now. Sounds funny to say that.
When I leave the White Sox in this opportunity of playing baseball,
that's it.
That's it for me. And that's the way I wanted to leave. And I just wanted to leave with an opportunity to play baseball.
You'll never put on shorts again and play basketball in the NBA.
No. I will not. I think for me to go back to basketball certainly depreciates what I've achieved to that point. You know, when I left the game, I left at top.
Oof, MJ would eat those words. Another one of my favorite early memories on the Score was the Mike Ditka Show. Arguably one of the things that put the Score on the map.
Let me ask you about somebody who hasn't done a lot of schmoozing lately, and that's Ed Obradovich. He co-hosted with Mike North on a station last week. I'm sure that the comments got back to you. Have you had a chance to talk with OB about what was said?
I don't know OB.
The guy who inducted you in the Hall of Fame.
Biggest mistake I ever made.
What was that?
I don't know. I do not know the man you're talking about.
Ed Obradovich, number 87?
Do not know him.
Okay. So, well, let me just, not okay. What's the problem?
I do not know the man. I don't know who he is. I never heard of him.
You don't need dead air, Dan.
Well, I know I don't need dead air, but I'd just be interested in finding out what transpired between the two of you. Has this been a long-running feud? Is this a result of what was said last Thursday?
Who are you talking about?
Ed Obradovich.
I do not know that man.
Ed Obradovich Sr.
Do not know him. Never met him.
Mike, get it. Go watch the White Sox or the Cubs.
Please.
Or the Blackhawks.
No, please. Let's not. The Bears are the team in this town, and the fans love the Bears, and when they see the team not perform.
But where does it say Bears fans must be jerks? Where is that written? Jerkos.
They're not being jerks. What they're being, they're
being
just want,
jerks.
That's what makes the game. You can discuss the game during the week.
They're being
go
jerks.
Back and forth. Why? Because they disagree with
because
something.
Every time you say, how's Marcus Paul playing? They say terrible. How's Richard
one guy terrible. Said
don't. How's this guy playing terrible? How's Trace Armstrong terrible? How's Jim Harbaugh terrible?
There's nothing wrong with fans actually being aggravated if a team, like you played against New York.
You're exactly right, and there's nothing the matter with me being aggravated
why?
Either. That's part of life, and I am aggravated.
Instead of getting mad at the way his team played, why did, during the press conference, why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old, and I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air. You tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seem resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap
which,
me.
Which
no, 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 no.
A big part of what we do at the Score is breaking Chicago sports news. We want to be first. As a result, we have to be ready for big stories before they actually happen. And over the years, there have been a lot of huge stories that have never come to fruition.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have made major changes. Team President and CEO Ted Phillips. Gone. GM Phil Emery. Gone. Head coach Mark Trestman, gone. Offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer, gone. Defensive coordinator Mel Tucker, gone. Special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis, gone. Breaking Bears news. The Bears make a deal with the Patriots for quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. The Bulls pull off a miracle and get the first pick in the 2018 NBA draft. In last night's lottery, the Bulls beat the odds and get the second pick in the 2016 NBA draft. In last night's lottery, the Bulls beat the odds and get the third pick in the 2016 NBA draft. Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls acquire Anthony Parker from the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bulls acquire Courtney Lee from the Houston Rockets. It's official. Chicagoan Dwayne Wade is coming home to play for the Bulls. And he's bringing NBA superstar Chris Bosh with him. Chicago, home of the 2016 Summer Games. This is truly history in the making. For the first time ever, Chicago will host the Olympics. We'll have more coverage of this historic decision right here. The greatest athletes in the world will converge in Chicago in 2016. Yes, the decision has been made, and Chicago has come out on top. The Bulls pull off a major trade and get Dwight Howard from Orlando. The Bulls have acquired Kevin Love in a huge multi-team deal. Breaking Bulls news. LeBron James makes a huge move and signs with the Chicago Bulls as a free agent. Do not tune out as we continue to bring you all the details on this blockbuster move by the Bulls. Breaking Bears news. Cam Newton signs with the Bears. Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs make a blockbuster deal with the Nationals for Bryce Harper. The Cubs make a blockbuster deal, sending Ian Happ and Albert Almora Jr. to the Mets for pitcher Jacob DeGrom. Breaking White Sox news. The White Sox have just stunned the sports world, signing both Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs have made a huge move and acquired Marlin slugger Giancarlo Stanton. Breaking Bulls news. Sean Paxson steps down as Bulls top man. Sean Paxson leaves the Bulls. Sean Paxson is walking away from the Bull. Breaking Bears news. Teddy Bridgewater signs with the Bears. For more details on this huge story and what it means for the future of Mitch Trubisky as Bears starting quarterback. Breaking Bulls news. Tom Thibodeau has been traded to the New Orleans Pelicans. The Bulls will get a first-round draft pick in return. Who will be the next Bulls head coach? Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls trade Zach LaVine. Breaking Cubs news.
The Cubs make a blockbuster trade with the Detroit Tigers for Justin Verlander.
The Cubs trade Wilson Contreras.
Back to the wall. That ball is gone. A grand slam for Wilson Contreras.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs have traded Ryan Dempster to the White Sox.
Breaking Blackhawks news. The Blackhawks trade Jonathan Toews. Breaking news. The Blackhawks have traded Patrick Kane to the Buffalo Sabres. Breaking White Sox news. The Sox trade Jose Abreu. Breaking Bears news. Tom Brady signs with the Bears. Breaking White Sox news. Even though it's early in the season, the White Sox have decided to part ways with manager Tony La Russa. Breaking Bears news. The Bears have gone old school and hired Mike Ditka as their new head coach. He'll be bringing fire, passion, and Ditka orange back to the blue and orange of the Bears. Way to go, McCaskies.
Hey, Russ Matera, Score production director back here. You're listening to my favorite moments on the Score. And remember, coming up at 6 a.m., Mully and Haw will be live at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village to kick off our huge Score 30th anniversary live broadcast. That's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure you get out there and join in the celebration. Keep it here. We'll be right back with more Score memories on 670 The Score and the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We are back with my favorite moments of the Score. This is Russ Matera, production director here. Been here almost the full 30 years, about 8 months shy. And someone saw it fit that I come up with my favorite memories to share with you. Now, as the Score's production director, I'm the voice on occasional commercials, promotional announcements, etc. But also, I record our Score hosts for commercials and promos. Do I have a few great outtakes from our guys? Yes, I do.
Hey, it's Jason Goff and Dan Bernstein. Hey, it's the Bernstein and Goff Show, weekdays 1 to 6. Hey, are you drunk? Are you hating your relatives? It's about that time, ladies and gentlemen. Are you broke from buying things for that really don't care about you?
Happy holidays.
Those scum-sucking relatives of yours have dried your pockets out. You hate these. You probably hate the person you're sleeping in the bed with every single night. So get drunk.
Don't drive.
Yeah, come back on the third and hang out with us.
Yeah, I just started off doing till it sounds right. It's Happ and Holmes on the Score on 670. Oh, what, two.
The Bears hold up. That's just really dumb. Hold on, I'm getting there. First place Bears take out. That's really bad. Why would you not say the? I'm in my own head, Russ, right now. I'm just going to mobble for a little bit here. Just give me 2 seconds. Usually doesn't. Yeah, right? The first place. God.
Connor McKnight from Bernstein and McKnight. Transition is coming up at 9 with Mully and Haw.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Go to chwine.com to get... Damn it. Hey, it's Dan Bernstein of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. You are listening to Mully and Haw, but we are coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll do transition, then we'll get into it.
A monumental series between the Cubs and Brewers, something that's going to set the something. I promise you, that something will be set.
Yes, there are going to be somethings set. It'll like be they've so never set. Been set before. They're going to set the hell out of that
screw
something.
Screw the something right into the something.
That's all coming your way at 9, whatever the hell that is.
I'll get it. Give me a second. Damn it. We don't have any books.
Take care of you, too. They'll take care of you, too. That's why they're second to none since 1931. Check out ednapleton.com. Do I have to say .com dot?
They have another dot on there?
I might just say .com, huh? Or is this .com dot? I think I should say, or...
I think they just got a period
yeah,
on there.
Okay,
think,
okay.
So it's, yeah, just .com is fine.
4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak... Damn it!
Take it from there.
Plus the free knives you'll enjoy for years to... I don't know. I can't get the words out. Go to chwine.com to get... Damn it.
Hey, you're listening to the... Hey, you're listening to Chicago's number one sports station, home of the best Bears coverage, and the home of me, the coach, Mike Ditka.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein of the Bernstein and... It's sausage coming through my pharynx. I'm a shot sausage out my nose.
That's called a Chicago baptism. Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do, my friend. Every orifice must contain sausage.
We are now ready for a Bears game as Dan has been stuffed with sausage. It is the only way we prepare.
Tell you what I don't like. I don't like going into the drugstore or the grocery store and plunking down way too much money for substandard razors and blades. I got a mush mouth. Start again. I hate paying way too much money for razors and blades that look like spaceships and have full of things like... Ah!
Doug Buffon here, and I want to talk to you about the original Chicago original, Scala's Italian Beef and Sausage. Here in Chicago, we are known for our Italian beef and sausage and the Scala's... Ah, I don't like that.
Jerry DiNardo and then Theo Epstein, the vice... The Bears are back on track. That's better. A win over the Jets. Dan Bernstein here for the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Yeah, bit my lip. All right. And complete your sleep with a free Columbia pimp.
A free Colombian pimp.
All right, where do you want us to start? See, it says during save up to. What does that mean?
During.
It's a misprint.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a misprint.
Yeah.
All right. Save up to $500 on the new and exclusive Dream Bed Lux and complete your sleep with a free Columbia pimp. Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
This is a We'll recap the weekend between the Cubs and the Brewers, and there's going to be plenty of surprises from surprises for. That's what there are going to be. Next up on Surprises from. All right.
And ready.
A smooth and. Damn it!
I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, Scorehead, Steve Stone here, and throughout the baseball season, I'll be talking White Sox and Cubs baseball on Chicago Sports Radio. Excuse me, I was doing good. Steve Stone here. Join me for honest... Steve Stone here. As a Cy Young Award-winning pitcher, I know what it's like to be successful. Too bad Bournes and... Bournes, okay.
Ready when you are.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein of the Bernstein of Sevenson and then Tarn and Bain. 9 o'clock.
Hey, Connor McKnight of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Transition with 9.
Transition with nine people.
Nine.
Transition is not at 9.
Let me read over this.
Let's give us a try.
Well, let's give us a try. All right, Doug, I'm ready.
You know what, Norm? I heard a funny thing the other day.
What was it, Doug?
I heard some guys talking about why he always goes back to the same video store and takes. So, all right.
Okay.
You know what, Doug? You know what? Oh, I'm.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Come on, Norm.
Okay.
You know, Norm, I heard a funny thing the other day.
Okay.
Oh, gosh darn.
Okay.
You know, Norm, I heard a funny thing the other day.
What was it, Doug?
Yes. You don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl? Close your eyes, girl. It's more than you wanted or needed.
I like it, though. And now. Yes, it's officially football season.
Ah, now it's...
No.
No, what? What? I'm supposed to say now.
She got it. And now it's officially football.
I said.
No, you didn't. Run it back.
No, wait. No, wait. Killing me this morning. Out there. And now. Okay, ready?
That's it. All right,
ready.
Anytime you're ready.
We're back for another season. Starting again. We're back for another season of In Your Face Football, mister. Talk after every game. No, that's not right. Oh, football talk. Ready? We're back for another season of Football In Your Face. Oh, no.
Of In Your Face Football Talk. After
all right.
Every game.
We're back for another season of In Your Face Football Talk after every game.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago's home for Bear fans.
One more time. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Chicago's home for Bears fans.
You were that close on that one. Right? One more.
Don't start with me, all right?
I didn't say a word.
You were thinking about it.
No, I wasn't.
Chicago's home for Bear fans.
And then you want me to go
for
after.
Bears fans.
Yeah, one more, Doug. Sorry.
Chicago's home for Bears fans.
When it comes to professional football, we've seen it all.
Yeah, the good, bad, and the spectacular.
And I'll guarantee you, we always call it the way we see it.
Should I do spectacular again?
No, your spectacular
was it good?
Fantastic.
Did we hear that?
Wins
or okay.
Wins or losses, yeah. Will right. Be there for you after
okay.
Every game.
Okay, here we go. All right. Wins or losses, we will be... Doug, I'm going to...
You know what it sounds like when you did that piece on Piccolo? I'm sorry, Ed. I really am. I'm going to have a swig of water. Go ahead.
Yeah. Cup.
Okay.
Yeah. Switch the
cups. I know. That's why it says Doug and Ed. I have to tell him.
Wins or losses, Doug, I'm going to come and rip your eyes out of your head if you don't shut up.
So I say buffoon, right?
Yep.
Buffoon.
Oh.
Yeah, you
while
well,
I was reading
rubbish.
Down there, yeah.
I know.
All right, say it again, you knucklehead.
Russ Matera here, production director at The Score, reliving some of my favorite Score moments from the past 30 years. On the day of the big live 30th celebration broadcast from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, you know, here at The Score, sometimes not everybody got along. Emotions can run hot, sometimes between teammates, sometimes between guests. Here's a few of those unforgettable moments. Here's Mike Mulligan.
Somebody has to tell the story with Bernstein. With Doug, we're doing crosstalk. And Bernstein was really kind of tearing into Doug a little bit. In a playful way, but an annoying way. And Doug was not having it.
You moron!
And so Doug turns to him. He takes one of those fingers of his, and he points at Bernstein, and he says to him,
"Are you pacho?
I'm not messing around anymore. Knock it off."
Bernstein was kind of saying stuff about Doug having brain damage or post-concussional syndrome, and Doug wasn't bright. He points at Bernstein. He says, "Hey, knock it off. I will get up and come over there." And Bernstein says,
"That's okay. By the time you get over here, you'll forget why you came."
Doug hops up. I'm telling you, it was like watching like a giant cat. The guy moved like you wouldn't believe. He jumps up. He runs over there. He gets the guy in a chokehold.
Try this.
Bernstein, to his credit, just goes rubber. Kind of drops his hands and just lets himself kind of go rubber. I'm standing there horrified because I'm watching a homicide. And I'm yelling at Doug. I'm yelling, "He's turning purple!
Let go of my testicles!"
I think I gotta let him go! And Doug just drops him. And Doug walks out. He's like twitching in the hallway.
"I've had it. I have had it."
You know, every muscle, the blood is running through him. And he says, "I didn't play piano for a living." As much as I love Doug and respect Doug, I have been afraid of him.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since that moment. Because it was like, I just looked at him and I'm like, that guy could kick my ass. You know how there's always someone tougher? There's always someone Dugger.
Hawk Harrelson and Terry Bors had a little disagreement.
We've been talking for the last hour or so about Hawk Harrelson and DJ from last night's game, and lo and behold, Hawk Harrelson is on the phone right now. Hello, Hawk.
Terry, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you think all sports writers are qualified to write on the sport that they're covering?
No.
You gotta be crazy.
Nope, I don't think so.
Are you damn right you're not?
But I also think that a vast majority of them have a pretty good understanding of what it takes to write a story, what it takes to deal with athletes, what it takes to understand the game, what it takes to deal with these guys on a day-to-day basis.
In this town who have forgotten more baseball than you will ever know.
Okay.
After an intelligent 20-minute conversation, the boys settled their differences.
I still listen to you and Bustin a lot. You know, I enjoy it. You guys can be funny at times. Only when you're talking about football and basketball.
Oh, man.
It sort of goes the other way. I enjoy it, guys.
Thanks. All right, Hawk.
See you at the park. Thanks.
I'm a moron, and that's the bottom line.
Bors and Bernstein extend an olive branch.
The Hawk, Ken Harrelson, the voice of the Chicago White Sox. Hello, Hawk.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hawk, welcome to Love and Peace Thursday.
I was wondering how you were going to start this thing off.
You're talking to a guy who for the last 4 years now, Hawk, has picked the White Sox to win that division.
I know.
How's that worked out for me?
And I know that Dan is wants the White Sox. I know both you guys want the White Sox to do well.
Yes.
I happen to be a big, big fan of talk radio. I think talk radio definitely has a place. I think it's an instrument for the fans. It gives them more information, gives them more areas of debate and deliberation, so to speak.
All right, Hawk, so we're okay now. I mean, I know you'll be mad at us at some point, and that's okay, but I want you to understand it's not personal. This man here, he loves you. He loves your style. He learned baseball from you.
Let's don't lose our ability to disagree now.
Oh, no.
Let's don't do that because I enjoy,
the give and take.
Not so much debating, but discussing, issues like the Billy Bean issue or like other things that are going to pop up this year and like last year. And you guys, I heard you a couple times where you said, things that y'all were on the money many times. But, we can have a relationship this year, but as long as we don't lose our objectivity as far as being able to argue.
Ozzie Guillen on the line here on WSCR with Bob Brunley, Mike North, Fred Huebner, Annie Mac. How you doing, Ozzie?
Oh, shut the up. How you doing? I know you like AJ. I know you love AJ the same way I am. But there's no reason you guys try to make line up around in the air when you don't know.
Well, we're on the radio now. So I understand that you think we're just having me and you are having the conversation, which we're going to have, but we're on the radio. So,
what are you guys talking about?
Because AJ's disappointed. He's pissed.
Oh, I don't care what AJ thinks. I made the lineup. I'm going to make the best lineup. I'm going to find out what Tommy Holland can bring to this ball club. I'm going to find out right away how we're going to use it. I never say AJ is a platoon.
Well, I understand.
Listen. I'm telling you guys that every day.
Hey, Ozzy, clean up your mouth, all right?
Okay,
clean up your damn mouth when you're talking on the radio and you're talking to me. Have a little respect, all right? Don't go talking to me like you're talking down to somebody. You understand me?
You're a good friend of mine.
You're a good friend of mine. Let me tell you something. You're a good friend of mine, too. But don't talk down to me. You understand? You ain't talking to one of your players.
You know what?
You better clean it up.
I know you're a good friend with this guy. You don't have to talk.
I don't know. I'm a good friend of yours, too, so you talk to me with some respect.
Okay,
you don't talk down to me. You understand?
Okay, I will do that. But in the meanwhile, while you talk about the air, you respect.
That's my job to find out what's going on. It's my job to find out what AJ Pruszynski thinks. It's my job to figure out what the hell's going on. Guess what? I do this 4 hours a day. You do your job. I understand it. But don't ever talk down to me. Don't ever talk to me like I'm some. Yeah, you better hang up the damn phone. You got no class for swearing on the air 3 different times. I'm not going to lose my job because of him. You can't stand the heat. Get the hell out of the kitchen, Junior. All right, we go back to Bob Brennan.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay, well, Bob, I wanted to ask you, Bob.
Doug and OB debating Jay Cutler.
Why didn't he take our team down and score? He didn't do it, guys. And we brought him in here to win the Super Bowl. And don't you say
Doug,
one
I'm
word
you right
or I'll
now.
Dive
you're
over this
start,
thing and drop
I'll
you right
drop
here.
You get on this all the time about this.
Yeah,
he's not the only one playing out there, for Christ's sake.
We understand that. But that's why we gave up two firsts,
I understand
a third,
that. Maybe
and he made $22 million
lineman.
To win the Super Bowl.
Big deal.
You guys ridicule everything and you
and
stand
yes,
for
we,
nothing.
That's what
we,
that, yes,
you
that's,
can't stand
no, I love it. I love ridiculing everything.
Because you stand for
for nothing, Bernstein. You're nothing but a wannabe nothing. That's what you are,
yes.
Bernstein.
Yes.
You're nothing.
Yes.
You're a mocker and a ridiculer.
Yes.
And you're nothing.
Yes.
You are nothing.
Wait, how can I be a...
believe in anything, and you stand for nothing.
I thought I was a mocker and a ridiculer.
You talk about them being 14th on the payroll and this, you keep saying it. Who would you have signed? Give me two free agents.
Now, don't start with the... Let me pull the whole damn list out. You wouldn't want Alomar, would you?
Roberto Alomar?
You ever hear of him? He's hitting 400. Get off my phone, you jerk.
Tell me this is a bit! Please, do everybody a favor and say you're joking! Seriously!
Russ Matera back here on 670 The Score with more of our retrospective of 30 years on The Score. As a suffering White Sox fan, one of my favorite moments right after we got the White Sox on The Score was the famous Barrett-Pierzynski fight.
Fastball, high fly to left. This is not going to get Pierzynski in. Merton, stutter step, he's under it, makes the catch. Pierzynski tags. Here comes the throw home. It is safe at home plate. Pierzynski knocked over the catcher, Barrett. Oh, there's a fight behind home plate. Both benches have emptied. This is going to go on. Barrett punched Pierzynski right in the grill. Now everybody's out, and here come the bullpens.
I wonder if Mike North had anything to do with that down there as close as he is to the field.
Well, you never know.
We are talking now with the man who is involved in that particular play, catcher A.J. Pierzynski. Joins us here on the White Sox postgame show. AJ, we appreciate your time. And I guess first things first, did you know you were going to knock him over when you were coming down the line, or at what point did you decide you were going to do that?
Well, I knew it was going to be close. First of all, I want some Connie's pizza. Can I get some pizza?
Yeah, come on out. A lot of people here love to see and shake your hand and then punch you in the face.
Thanks. You know what? It was one of those plays where I was running, and I couldn't believe Joey sent me because I'm not very fast, so... it was a shallow fly ball, and Joey's like, "You're going." I'm like, "All right." And I looked up, and the throw actually, right when I hit him, it hit me in the back. So I knew it was a play, and I didn't really have anywhere to go. So that was the option, and you know, it just led to a bunch of other stuff.
If there ever was a commercial that could win an award for the longest running commercial on The Score, I think it would have to be this one.
Gentlemen, tired of the nagging, the cold shoulder, and the singles bars?
Heavenly body.
Where will you meet over 100 gorgeous fantasy dancers up close and personal?
Heavenly body.
Where can you watch sports, drink, and play pool or darts in the company of Chicagoland's hottest looking women?
Heavenly bodies.
Come see the gorgeous fantasy dancers at the world famous Heavenly Bodies, Chicagoland's only fantasy sports bar. Daily from lunch till 4 a.m. at the corner of Tui and Elmhurst Road. For more information, call Heavenly Bodies at 708-806-1120.
Gentlemen, don't miss your favorite Heavenly Body at Heavenly Bodies, located at the southwest corner of Tui and Elmhurst Roads near O'Hare. Guys, don't miss the Skybox experience either. The Skybox is hot and features an adult cabaret with a full liquor bar. Maxim magazine says the Skybox is Chicago's best gentleman's club. The Skybox is located just 20 minutes southwest of downtown on Halsted Street.
Well, there's a blast from the past. Wow, did I sound horrible on that. Cut me some slack. It's from like 25 years ago. That commercial ran for like 10, 15 years straight. Hey, Russ Matera, Score Production Director back here. You're listening to my favorite moments on The Score. And remember, coming up at 6 a.m., Mully and Hall will be live at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village to kick off our huge Score 30th Anniversary live broadcast. That's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure you get out there and join in the celebration. Keep it here. We'll be right back with more Score memories on 670 The Score and the free Odyssey app. We are back with my favorite moments of The Score. This is Russ Matera, production director here. Been here almost the full 30 years, about 8 months shy. And someone saw it fit that I come up with my favorite memories to share with you. Can The Score players sing? Yes, they can.
Me oh my, oh, son of a gun, gonna have some fun down on the bayou.
Duncan Keith and he's got no teeth. Duncan Keith and he's got no teeth. Duncan Keith and he's got no teeth. Duncan Keith and he's got no teeth.
Three on twos, poke checks, penalty kills.
Duncan Keith.
Big drives, laser beams, Norris Trophy.
Duncan Keith.
Today I can do anything.
I'd be horrified with 8-5 if Sean McVay spits in Nagy's eye. But lineup's changing now, they won't look flat, 'cause the
da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, look, here's Jason Peters.
Remember, Glennon was bad in September. Mitch could change the Bears into contenders. Now we got him, he's here to stay. The team's not winning, but at least now the fans are grinning. As we await Monday night, remember how the giraffe threw the ball away.
Bonilla! Always will remember Bonilla! Mitch played after September. Bonilla! Monday is Trubisky Day!
Well, we had to let it play out. It took so long. We watched the games. We wrote some songs. We kept our minds open, that's no lie. But he couldn't read a defense, now we're all left to cry.
Because we had Mitch Trubisky, but it's all over now.
Mitch can do, even with no wideouts to throw to. Hit Deion Sims or Trey McBride. Let it ride.
Let him throw, let him throw. And he'll learn while he entertains. Let him throw, let him throw. We'll see some yardage gains. Say, let him throw the damn ball. The Bears aren't gonna win anyway.
He's entertained millions around the world and touched them deeply with his captivating voice. Now, for the first time ever, Score Productions presents Mike Ditka's Greatest Hits.
Wake up! Bing, bang, bong, bong.
I would coach.
Bong, 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 bong.
I could coach.
Bing, bang, bong, bong.
Got to run naked.
Bing, bang, bing, bang.
Is it the sound of talking football music to your ears?
Gonna talk football. Football. Bears, football.
No kidding.
Bears, gonna talk football. Football. Bears, football.
Hey, gang.
Gonna talk Bears.
Let me say something.
Gonna talk football.
Now, hear all of your favorites in one spellbinding collection.
They catch the ball. Oh! They block people. Oh! They tackle people.
No kidding. Hello.
Zero.
I know one thing. His butt's warm.
And who could forget?
That coach. Terrific. Come on. Terrific, man. That's beautiful stuff. Forget about how you do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. That's all there is to it.
Sliding Stone Magazine says the coach is the bomb. The best thing since M&M.
Crap that crap.
That coach. That coach. That coach.
Bull. That's bull.
I'll whip your ass.
Amen. Pass the mustard.
This is good radio.
That coach.
Coach will rock your world as only he can.
I am a sucker for when some news person gets the giggles on the air. We had that happen with one Chris Ronji. Board op at the time, former Score employee Jay Zawoski played a little sound effect to throw Chris Ronji off.
College football's on the Score tonight. NIU is looking for a bowl bid, and a win over Navy might get them an invite. The Huskies at 6-5 on the season are broadcast starting at 6. From smartphones to touchscreen phones, to everything in between. I can't do it. From smartphones to never mind. I'll do it later. I'm Chris Ronji. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station. 670 The Score at 670thescore.com.
It seems like we've all forgotten about Lou Piniella as Cubs manager.
The Score presents the ups and downs of Lou Piniella.
To our long-suffering Cub fans, we're going to win here. There are no curses. We're going to win here. No. We'll we'll dispel these curses here in short order. Don't worry about that.
What the hell do you think isn't working?
I can start to see some of the ways that this team has lost ball games.
No. I don't think we're going to do very well. There are no curses. We're going to win here.
We're talking Cubs and Lou Piniella.
Let's not talk about me.
On 670 The Score.
For a couple of years, one of my favorites on The Score's morning show was where Doug Buffone played a fictitious handicapper named Big Doug.
Pick up the phone, you moron, and call me. 555-5555. No more taking out loans. No more fingers lost from Vinny the Nose and Larry the Loin. No more lying to your wife. No more empty envelopes in the church collection. Just say, I had enough. I can't take it anymore. I'm calling Big Doug at 555-5555. I am no longer a loser.
Ooh, Big Doug, Big Doug. Big Doug.
Nothing gets me more fired up than listening to Lawrence Holmes get fired up about the Bears.
I have the power of the airways every night at 6 o'clock. And what you've seen from the John Fox administration of the Chicago Bears has been reprehensible. And yesterday was a great example of everything that has been wrong with what they've done over the last 3 years. I don't come by the word coward lightly, but as far as being a coach in the NFL, John Fox's style is cowardly. It's cowardly. It doesn't even fit into the concept of football, the way that he goes about the game. What you saw yesterday was absolutely disgusting. But it's those opportunities within the game to try and win where you're just looking for a little bit of competence from your head coach, and he shows you none. None! A big reason why his teams continue to lose him is because of him, because of the cowardly, dumb way that he coaches his football team. And it's both of those things. It's both cowardly and dumb. His ass should have been fired today. Or... after the Green Bay game, or after the New Orleans game, or after the Lions game.
Probably the biggest moment for The Score has to be the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series on our airwaves. When you think about The Score as a dawn to dusk station on 820, to that moment when they won the World Series, pretty incredible ride.
Yasiel Puig pinch hitting, and he will hit a ground ball toward short. Russell goes to Baez, one, over to first. The Cubs are going to the World Series. The Cubs win the pennant. The National League champion Chicago Cubs will play the Cleveland Indians in the World Series. All 25 guys, plus the coaches and manager Joe Maddon, celebrating on the mound. The great fans at Wrigley, very respectful. They have not jumped onto the field. Security doing a great job. The Cubs are celebrating on the mound. Anthony Rizzo waving to the fans. Bear hugs, high fives, handshakes, laughter. What a great scene.
How about the eruption when the ball hit Rizzo's glove at first base to finish the double play?
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over, and the celebration begins. Great scene on the field, bear hugs, absolute joy. The Cubs have done it, their first world title since 1908, and fittingly, Ron, it was a ground ball to Chris Bryant, who threw the ball to Anthony Rizzo, two guys who will be battling for the Most Valuable Player Award here in a few weeks. Kind of a fitting conclusion to the ball game.
It really is. What a ball game. What a 10th inning. And to me, the wait is over, right? It is over. The Cubs are World Series champions. How does that sound, partner?
Well, it's a long time coming, but it sounds wonderful. Anthony Rizzo hugging all of his teammates. Many media members are out there. Len Casper is on the field. Absolute jubilation for the Chicago Cubs. And Ronnie, and thinking about all the unbelievable fans the Cubs have, the ones that are both with us still and the ones that are no longer with us. Very emotional moment. The Cubs have done it. They have beaten the Indians in an incredible baseball game. It really was. It was frustrating. It was up and down and back and forth. It was baseball at its best for Game 7 of the World Series. And the Cubs prevail by a score of 8-7 here at Progressive Field.
Yep, the score's been around 30 years now. Can we get all the great moments in an hour? Absolutely not. But I feel like we should wrap this thing up with just random awesomeness.
Since we're saying goodbye now to the 1160 frequency, should we trash it? Just like these powerful people in charge of this, they make these moves to make money. It's because they believe in you and what we're doing with you. We haven't been talking to you, we've been talking with you, and that's what has made this very special.
The Score, Chicago's Sports Radio 670, now officially signs on the air.
We are broadcasting live from Jerry's Big Set. He does our Pick 5 with 55 Big. Oh, no! No, Doug! Doug! Out! Mother of God, he threw a chair at me. Oh, hey!
Al, who's calling us from Bridgeview. Big Al.
I want to let McCaskey know I'm burning all my Bears paraphernalia.
Oh, Al.
And I am no longer a Bears fan.
Oh, come on, Al.
I'd like to say this statement to Mike Caskey and the Chicago Bears.
Ladies and gentlemen, the founder of the Score,
Mr.
Dan Reed.
It was a long time in coming, a long time in planning. A lot of people putting a lot of time into the project. And when it finally gave birth, we kind of looked at it and said, it's an infant. Will it grow? Is this not success?
I guess. Yeah.
Look at our listeners. Are they the best? Look at our listeners.
Well, Doug Buffone, I think, is a fraud. He lived off of Dick Butka, or Dick Butkus, however you want to call him.
Well, how about his name?
Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 36 years old, Terry.
Oh, okay. All right. So 36 means you were born in what year?
All right, you got me. I'm 29.
Larry Horse is lurking, though, because he has questions for our next guest.
I know. He doesn't like the Angels very much.
No, he thinks Mike Socha's just done a bad job. Now, my guy Larry Horse, who works here, is out in the hallway telling me, I saw him this morning right away, and the first thing he says to me is, did Mike Socha not bring a bullpen with him? I made the statement here, and I immediately got grief for it from my guy Larry Horse. He doesn't think so. And I go all the way back to Roberto Clemente, so it takes in that much time there. I said that I've never seen a right fielder better defensively than Ichiro, Mike Socha. Now, you cover a few generations of baseball here. Agree or disagree?
Bruce, who's this Larry guy you keep talking about?
He's a goofball in the hallway.
It's just this guy who hates everybody.
He hates everybody.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He seems like a nice guy. Let's get him out to a ball game. We'll talk to him a little bit.
Yeah.
My guys better think. Brendan, I've been in jail. Ian's been in jail. I've been in jail. Whatever this kid's name is, why is it so... Ian Badejo.
Or I am Badejo.
I am Badejo.
There it is. That's it. My time's up. This is Russ Matera, 670 The Score production director. Thanks a ton for listening over the last hour as we relive some of my favorite memories here at 670.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.